Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Wake Up with Jen and Tim on Y98.
Have you had a tougher time recently getting out of bed?
Yeah. It's always pretty tough, especially on a Monday.
When it's really cold, like the dead of winter, do you feel like you have more trouble waking up?
Yeah. But I think part of it's just because you know what's ahead of you. You know you have to go outside. You know you got to go get in that car.
And also you're just comfortable and under all those blankets. There's a hibernating type feel.
Yeah.
So yeah.
It's actually science.
What? Science. I had no idea science was involved.
Hold on.
What are they saying?
Science.
Here we go. According to a new study, it's harder for your brain to wake up and activate when it's cold outside. It has to do with the temperature, but it also has to do with the sun and that dang daylight savings. The part of your brain that's normally activated by the sunrise in the morning gets shut back down by the cold. So it takes even more effort to get out of bed. I always thought, same as you, Kev, like you're hibernating, it's nice and toasty,
right.
You're so comfortable, but your brain knows better.
Ooh.
Your brain knows what's waiting for you.
I'm dreading this cold weather coming up, more so than I normally am.
Yeah,
And it's been warm. I mean, this week's been so nice. I hope we get some, a good amount of fall weather before the real wintery stuff hits.
Yeah, and it's weird too, because what daylight saving time is... It's in like, 2 weeks? It's Halloween, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, November 1st, right?
Yeah. Not looking forward to it. It's just too dark. They got to come up with a better plan. They got to.
Weren't they trying? Wasn't there stuff being discussed?
Yeah, they were talking.
Getting rid of
switch.
It?
Yeah, to not switch. I still think just the half an hour. That's all you got to do. Everybody goes back a half an hour, or we go ahead a half an hour, whatever.
Are you out of your mind?
I'm just saying that's...
Your half hour thing is so ridiculous. You can't do that.
Wait, why do you think that's a good idea?
Because then you're done. If we all fall back a half an hour, we're done. That's it.
Oh, and then for good. Just one time.
Set it and forget it.
You split the difference year round, is what you're saying.
It's over.
All right, I might be getting on board
for
this.
See? That's my platform.
Yeah, put it in writing.
It's your platform for...
Let's get a one sheet going.
It's your platform if you don't do any sort of international business.
Right. But I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. You're right. That would really throw off everywhere else in the world.
Okay. There's still some bugs in this platform.
What's it? How many hours ahead are you? 4.5.
No. There's no way.
Try it, Kevin.
I'm going to...
Y98.com/TheKevinPlant.
It's time once again for Bonafide or Bogus on Y98.
Thank you, Larry. Bonafide or Bogus with me, Tim Convey. You guys know the deal. I make a statement and y'all weigh in over whether it is bonafide, true, or bogus, false. Sound good?
Yes.
Great.
Your topic today, any guesses?
Something about Columbus.
That is right. Christopher Columbus is, of course, our topic today. Let's get started. Bonafide or bogus? Christopher Columbus never set foot in what is now mainland United States.
That's bonafide.
I think that is bonafide.
I do too.
You guys are right. That is bonafide.
Bonafide.
There it is. He went to a bunch. Thank you for the music, Bet. I really enjoy that little
Sailing.
Christopher Cross.
Oh, yeah.
Columbus went to a bunch of islands in the Caribbean and hit the coasts of South and Central America, but he never made it to mainland United States. Up next, bonafide or bogus, Columbus crossed the Atlantic Ocean 3 times total.
Or was it more?
How does that work? I'm going to say bogus.
I'll say bogus.
I'll say bona fide just to be contrarian.
I'm afraid it's bogus.
Bogus! Ah.
The real answer, 10. He took four trips between 1492 and 1502. So if you count each way across, that's 8 times. The other two happened after he died. His remains were moved from Spain to the Dominican Republic in 1542, but then back to Spain in 1899.
The Dominican Republic was like, we don't want him either. No? Okay.
Up next, bona fide or bogus, by population, Columbus, Ohio is the largest city in the U.S. named after Christopher Columbus.
I feel like this is a trick question.
I think it's a trick question.
I do too.
I'm gonna say bogus.
I'm going to say bona fide.
I think technically there are some cities named after Columbus that aren't actually named Columbus, like Columbia.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say bogus.
Bona fide.
Ah! Bona fide?
What Columbia is bigger? District of Columbia?
Columbia, South Carolina.
Try again, buddy. Here's the deal.
Columbia of the world.
Columbus, Ohio. 900,000 people live there. And in Washington, D.C., 700,000.
Wow.
Mm.
And everything else? Not as many as those two. Let's do two more. Kevin, Columbus's ships were, of course,
The Santa Maria, the Nina, and the Pinta.
Bona fide or bogus, Pinta means prostitute.
Whoa. Slow down, Christopher. I'm going to say bona fide.
Bogus.
Bogus.
Bona fide.
No, boy.
Bona fide?
Here's the deal. Those aren't the actual names of the ships. Well, Santa Maria is, but Nina and Pinta were just nicknames that the sailors gave to the ships.
Really?
And that's what carried on. And sailors, you know, kind of a dark sense of humor. And Pinta translates to painted one, which means that's what they called prostitutes because they had a lot of makeup on. Yeah.
Did not know
sailors,
that.
Sailors, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then they tried, there was a cover up. But yeah, that's what it means.
Interesting.
Sit on that one for a while. And finally, bona fide or bogus, according to his deal with the Spanish monarchs, Columbus was owed 10% of all revenues derived from the New World.
Oh, boy.
What?
Yeah, I think that was it. I'm going to say bona fide.
Bona fide.
Bogus.
Bona fide.
Bona fide.
Quite a negotiation. He convinced Ferdinand and Isabella that he should be given 10% of all revenues from his discovered lands and be made governor of any lands that he discovered. He turned out to be such a bad governor that he was arrested and his contract totally nulled. He and his heirs sued for hundreds of years. So somebody is still a ancestor of Christopher Columbus and they're trying to get 10% of America.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, but Spain doesn't own us anyway, so I would imagine it doesn't count. But there's still, I mean, there's got to be something in it for them, right?
Yeah, somebody's pretty. Those ancestors are bitter.
I get it.
But we learned earlier that he wasn't even the one that first saw land. So technically,
this guy,
somebody else should have gotten that money.
That's bona fide or bogus.
And that's another round of bona fide or bogus on Y98.
I'm really curious if someone's gone on a Zoom date in the last 6 months. You know they're happening. I just don't know of anyone who's been on one. But there is a list of the top things to do on a first date.
I think people are saying they like them better and that even post-pandemic, you might knock out first dates on Zoom, which makes a lot of sense. Because if you're going in totally cold to something or you just met somebody or got somebody's number, like maybe you chat on Zoom a little bit before you go get a drink or coffee
right.
or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right. Number one on the list of things to do on a first date, which they say is even more important if you are doing a Zoom date, be on time. Be on time is number one, which makes sense.
Not bad to keep a little mystery there right at the beginning.
I think be on time. There's a little wiggle room. I mean, if you're 5 minutes late, 10 minutes late, that's fine. But if you're a half an hour late, you're off to a bad start.
Mm, yeah.
It's all about first impressions.
I agree.
What else do you think is on the list?
Just tips to make a first date successful?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Pay like, for stuff or offer to pay for, like make that easy.
Yeah, they say buying a couple drinks for your date always helps.
Yeah.
See, it's hard now with the pandemic because I was saying, you know, it's better to go to like an event than it is to like dinner or a movie. You know,
it doesn't matter, like event, not an event. These are all just universal things.
I say how you dress. Don't dress like you're going on a float trip.
What if you are going on a float trip for a first date?
Even then.
I guess wear appropriate shoes would be under that.
Yeah.
It doesn't say anything about
good life advice.
What you're, what you should wear.
Huh.
Yeah.
Have enough money to pay for the date? Is that?
Yeah, you had one of those, didn't you, Kevin?
I did, man. I kept having to run out to the ATM, and I just was like, oh.
He got there, and he didn't realize how expensive the restaurant was.
Wait, kept having to run out to the ATM, like, more than once?
Like, more than once, because, you know, had to do it during dinner, and then we went to a bar afterwards. Had to do it after then I had to get it to go get gas, and it was just like, holy cow, I did not realize.
Do That's you remember you. Like how much money you were taking out at a time?
Yeah.
I mean, were you taking out like a 20 at a time? Or?
I think it was back in the day when it was a limit. You couldn't take so much more than 40. So I think that's why. And I only brought like $50 because I never dreamed dinner was going to be as expensive as it was.
At one point, you could only take $40 out of an ATM?
Yeah.
What?
At least that's what I had with mine.
Okay.
Like, it was a limit every time you went. You could not take more than a set amount.
This is before Sarah, and still you weren't allowed to have a credit card?
I know.
By the world.
Did you go on a second date with that girl?
No, I did not.
Okay.
No.
Be a good listener is on the list.
Oh, yeah.
Avoid talking about your ex.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that means you're not... I mean, that just shows someone you still have a lot of baggage you need to sort through.
Stay off your phone. Is that on there?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Keep your phone in your pocket. Number six on the list. Mm-hmm. Do not stare at your phone. I think that's a deal breaker. More than some of these other things. Like, I might even take a story about your ex, but if you're on your phone the whole time, that's it. Over.
Well, you could then text him and say, hey, pay attention to me. I'm right here.
Yeah, right.
But at that point, don't you just know you're not going on another date anyway?
Yeah.
Pay attention to me while I leave.
Yeah.
Keep the conversation light and make your date laugh.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you're not funny, in which case don't try because it's terrible.
Yeah, you kind of have to know going in. Did you have lots of jokes on your first date with Emma?
I mean, we were just smiling so much the whole time. There wasn't a lot of time for comedy. Yeah, I think so.
Smiling's on the list. Maintaining eye contact. Not taking yourself too seriously. Lots of this, like, just keep it light. Laugh, keep the conversation light. Don't take yourself too seriously. That people might fall into that more when they're on Zoom. And avoid telling your life story.
Oh, yeah.
If there's going to be more than one date, there's time.
Yes,
there's lots of time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
True. That's true. I think it's also appealing if you're like dating someone or even just getting to know somebody and some of the cool things in their life come out, you know, months into knowing them. You know what I mean? I'm always impressed by that because I feel like I am a person who's trying to like shoehorn different things in the conversation. And did you also know, you know, maybe not first date, but I just think that's cool when it's like you did X, Y, and Z and never told me.
Yeah, there's like some depth to the person.
Yeah, even if it's lies, even if you're making stuff up, it's still good advice.
Or ATM limits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Wake Up with Jen and Tim. Mornings on Y98 and today's best music.
Okay, you guys, I'm fully into fall. Like that cold weather hit and now I'm feeling the pumpkin. I made homemade pumpkin ice cream.
Oh, nice.
And let me tell you, the kids tried it and they were like, this is great.
How'd you do it? Real pumpkin?
Yeah, a can of pumpkin, which, okay, let me ask this, and you can text in 314-531-9898. Is there like a shortage on pumpkin? Somebody said in one of the northeastern states, you can't find pumpkin, canned pumpkin anywhere, and they're selling it for $20 a can.
What?
Like, not on the black market, but...
Real pumpkin.
Wow.
Because isn't most pumpkin that you buy actually... Is it squash?
Or sweet potatoes?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. There was sweet potato puree right next to the pumpkin, so I'm assuming this is pumpkin, but I don't know. Mm. It might be sweet potato. But what's the deal? Is there just a shortage because of last year? Did something happen last year? Or are people just really craving pumpkin and there's a run on it?
It's funny. I think it is limited when you say that because I don't think, you know, I'm an Aldi shopper. I know, humble brag. But they don't always have it out. It's like only during this time can you find pumpkin.
Yeah, I'm going to have to call Zach over at my contact over at Schnucks. He's my hookup. See what the deal is. So I did a can of pumpkin. I made it without, I can't have dairy. So I made it with coconut milk, two cans of coconut milk, a bunch of spices you're supposed to put in.
Really?
Yeah. The easiest thing to do is put in pumpkin. You can buy a spice that's called pumpkin pie spice. You put that in and then a little sweetener. I don't put sugar in it either. So I didn't think anyone was going to like this except for me, but I was wrong. Everybody liked it. Good. I think the pumpkin pie spice hides the fact that I'm not using real sugar. I have to use like a stevia or monk fruit thing. But it turned out pretty good.
That's exciting.
I know. It's like pumpkin pie for days.
Will we ever get a shot at it?
Yeah, I'm going to have to. I'm going to have to perfect the recipe a little bit and then I'll bring some in.
Is this a recipe you can post, you can share with the good people of St. Louis?
Well, I got to figure out, there's something that I didn't quite get right, but yes.
What do you mean? But you have to identify what that is?
Well, I think I have to add a little coconut oil to it because when it froze, it was like a block of ice. So I can't figure out what.
Yeah, how does freezing work when you make your own ice cream?
You just pour it into like a little container and then put it in the fridge, but mine doesn't scoop out like regular ice cream.
Mm. What is it when I was a kid and you made your own ice cream and had to do, there was like salt involved?
Yeah, it's the same salt you use like on your driveway.
Yes.
Yes.
What's that all about?
Yeah.
Rock salt. We did it at Girl Scout camp. We rolled it back and forth to people.
So why aren't you doing that?
Oh God, that would take forever. You just stick all this stuff in an ice cream maker and hit go.
Oh, you have an ice cream maker?
Yes.
Oh.
We got one for Christmas one year because like we couldn't think of anything. We're like, well, why don't you buy us an ice cream
and
maker?
That does basically the salt thing inside.
Yeah, I think so. You have to freeze the big container in your freezer and then it spins it around for 20 minutes and makes the ice cream.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're already getting answers to the question we asked about the pumpkin shortage.
On the text line?
Yeah, 531-9898. It says that they were harvested late this year. So we should have plenty by Thanksgiving, but right now there is a shortage.
Really?
And then this person says they can't find them in any of the grocery stores in Festus. They have to go to Arnold. So apparently Arnold is your pumpkin hookup.
Go to Arnold.
I bought one can, but I should probably go back today and buy a couple.
But this does not affect like buying a pumpkin for your front porch. This
is just canned pumpkin.
This is a canned pumpkin.
Those pumpkins are fine.
Right.
Okay.
Like if you want pumpkin pie for Thanksgiving and you're going to make it yourself, it's a little questionable.
It's like every month there's a different weird shortage.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Odd year.
I agree.
It was like frozen pizzas a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm. Is that the magic number? Does it take 7 or 8 months to go through all the frozen pizzas in your freezer? I don't know.
We've learned a lot here today.
I know. Yes.
This is The Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance.
New survey out with the percentage of Americans who won't be handing out candy on Halloween. How many people do you think say they will not hand out candy?
Well, I just want to say before we dive into this that I made my declaration back in September. Kevin, tell the people what it was.
Here it is. I have it written down.
He wrote it down. We insisted at the moment that he write it down. Go ahead.
October 1st, Tim says Halloween candy sales will be down this October.
That's right. Take it to the bank, guys.
And do what?
Just take it to the bank.
Okay, so how many people do you think will not hand out candy on Halloween?
I'll say about 50%.
I wonder what percentage doesn't do it anyway. Gotta say that's probably 25-30%, right? That don't even mess with it.
Could be.
You think so?
In the whole United States?
I don't know.
My block, it's about 85%.
85% don't?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the? How do you explain that?
I don't know. It's this block I live in is not very Halloween excited.
Really?
Huh.
Doesn't fly in my neck of the woods.
Yeah, right.
Okay, I'm going to say, Kevin said 50. I'm going to say 65 are not this
I'm
year.
I'm going to say 35%.
Whoa. 35%?
Yep.
Kevin was closest. 46% said no. 34% said they'll go through with their plans normally this year. That's probably the percentage of people who have young kids. And 16% said they'd adjust their plans. Breaking my heart, my friend who does the haunted house every year.
Oh, I haven't heard you mention that.
Is so distraught, is so sad because it's such a big tradition. She's leaving town for Halloween.
Because she's so upset about it?
She just can't bear. Wow. Well, they're.
It sounds like the beginning of a movie. I kind of like it.
Yeah, right? Beginning of a Hallmark Halloween / Thanksgiving / Christmas movie. Yeah, she's not going to be in town for it because it makes her sad. I know somebody who already came up with their Halloween like candy and treats and stuff in individually wrapped bags, and they're just leaving them out on the curb.
Mm.
For people, or like out on their porch, so the kids don't reach into a bowl full of candy. You like grab a bag and go, and they won't be answering their door.
That's smart, I guess. I mean, it's weird, you know, we've talked about this before too on the show. I got booed for the first time. All right. Now, it happens to me on a regular basis when I walk out in public, but I'm talking about actually getting candy.
Or in the front door at home.
Right. But we got like a little basket of a bunch of candy and beer and like little antennae.
You got brewed.
To wear for, yeah. I mean, it was a lot. And I didn't really, and then, you know, there's a list that goes with it. There's a sign to put in your door. And then you're supposed to boo two other people in the neighborhood.
Yeah, this is the first time you've been booed?
Yes.
Really?
So, I mean, it was exciting, but at the same time, there's a lot of work that goes into that. There's a lot of things.
It's exciting.
He did get beer. Yeah. I mean.
I felt for the first time I finally made it in my neighborhood. So I was like, yeah, good for us.
Nice.
Thanks, Grafton.
Oh, man. I hope that never happens to me and that I don't.
Oh, it's totally
take
happening to
as
you.
Much delight in it as you guys do.
It is totally happening to you. You are on the Halloween street. You think it's not gonna. You think you're gonna make it to the 31st?
Then
and
we
not
should
have
stop
this happen?
Talking about it now, or else someone's gonna do it and be like,
"The Wake Up with Jen and Tim and today's best music on Y98."
So you guys heard me talk about it, but Emma was out of town last week for a while. She went down to Marfa, Texas. Have you guys ever heard of it?
Marfa?
Marfa.
Hmm. Like Martha, but with an F?
That is correct.
Wow.
No.
Lance, it sounds like it'd be right up your alley. It sounds
why is that?
So cool. It's the place. Have you ever seen the picture of, I believe it's a Prada store that's just off the side of a highway in the middle of what looks like a desert?
Huh. No.
That's in Marfa, Texas. And it's really like an art installation, that thing. And it's this just crazy artist community that some artist started decades ago. And then all these people moved there. And it's kind of this tourist destination, but it's just very, I don't know, it's cool. And then it's not too far from, what's the big state park in Texas? Big Ben, I think.
Sure.
You guys don't know anything
sorry.
About Texas.
Nope.
Anyway, she was there, and as you guys know, she is the best. She went on this trip, I don't know, 4 or 5 days, and brought me 3 t-shirts.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I hope, listen, this is still a fairly new thing. I hope by the time we're married, I am averaging a t-shirt a day every time she leaves town, but I'll still take it. So I've got one of them on today. I had one on yesterday, but you guys couldn't
Marfa.
See it.
Because yeah.
I had my fleece over it. Yeah, it's a cool, it's their little thing. So the one that I probably like most of all the ones she gave me, I wore yesterday. It's awesome. It's sort of that, what do you call it? Day of the Dead thing. And it's from some other town that's outside of Marfa.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's awesome. So then last night, because I'm a suburbanite, I had to put out the our trash.
Yeah.
You put out your trash on Monday nights?
Jen? No, on Thursday nights.
Oh, you got people for that anyway. I got to do mine myself. Here's the deal. So the last time that I lived somewhere where we were separating. So in my apartment, I guess I should say, in my apartment, there was a trash chute and then a whole other recycling thing that you brought down to the basement. So that's what I've been used to. Prior to that, when I was in New York, it was trash was blue, recycling was green. Well, in Glendale, it's the other way around. So I'm constantly confused. So I loaded up the entire trash bin and the entire recycling bin in the wrong ones because I went back to my... Yeah, I lived in Brooklyn, guys. No big deal. And
it's easy to make that mistake because in Glendale, the big trash bin says trash on the top of it.
That is true. She is right. Yeah. In about 12 font. Oh. 12 point font, it says that. But you mainly just go off the colors. And again, I was trained for
the other way around.
Many years, whatever. So as I'm starting to wheel it, I realize I've done that and I'm like, it'll be fine. And then I'm like, it won't be fine. My, you know, conscience kicks in and I completely unload the trash. It's a mess. And in the recycling, I've got like wood from some construction and stuff. So it was a whole thing. And I put a hole in my brand new t-shirt in the process.
No!
I know.
Marfa. Yeah.
I know. So I've booked her on a flight for Thursday. And she's going to go get that shirt back for me.
Craigslist missed connections.
From bringing you a higher love. To maybe a different side of the love spectrum. Maybe. You know how it works. People go on Craigslist. They say, hey, you, I screwed up. Here's how to get a hold of me. Send me nudes. They tell you that, and then we all roll our eyes.
Yeah, this is lower love. Not higher love.
I'm not really asking for it to be brought to you. More searching it out. Missing our weekend encounters. Not many things to do, but starting to look much better around here now that my husband went back to work. The real reason I disappeared was he found out about my QuickMeet account and deleted it. So this is the only way I have to reach you. I hope you still read these from time to time. Miss you, T.
For what account?
QuickMeet.
Never heard of that. Spell meat.
No.
Oh, no.
Missed connections.
Same birthday and year. We had a lovely chat at the doctor's office, and then you surprised me by wishing me a before happy birthday after seeing it on my chart. Uh-oh, HIPAA. Then you said we had the same day and year. How cool is that? You're a very beautiful woman, and I wish you well. I'd like to chat more in the future. And perhaps do more than just wish you a happy birthday on our birthdays.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Just your chart laying around. Somebody's checking it out. What?
Yeah, it's a little weird. Missed connections.
Seeking East Side female. I met a beautiful lady here on the CL when I still had casual encounters. I lost her contact info. Really like to see that lady once again because married life is all caps boring.
Sir, you made a choice.
Yeah, right.
Missed connections.
On the east side. To that girl. Well done, Kevin. To that girl who brought me Gatorade. Please get a hold of me. I'm so stupid. I should have thanked you better and gotten your name and number. I thought you were very pretty, and I've really been kicking myself in the privates ever since.
Wow.
Whoa. Ow.
Brought you Gatorade where, when, why? What is that? You know? Was this an Instacart person? Was this someone after a soccer game?
Many questions from Tim.
Right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Did anyone else?
You're not wondering about the guy kicking himself in the privates.
I know. I mean, also, that I take issue with that as well. But, I mean, you get enough electrolytes in you and you'll do crazy things.
You're not going to spell beat.
The Wake Up with Jen and Tim. On Y98.
So this is a thing that comes up every now and then. They did a thing on the Today Show yesterday because I guess there's a new study out. But the concept that couples grow to look like each other over time.
Science.
I feel like we've even talked about it on the show before. Is that foreign to you guys? Is that something you've heard?
No, right. Definitely. And pets, too. Sometimes your pets look like you.
I hear that as well.
It's because you share the same habits, right? I mean, over time, you're eating similar foods. Is that part of it?
The theory comes from a study from 1987. It found that couples started looking similar because they mostly ate the same diet, kept the same lifestyle, spent the same time outdoors, and laughed the same amount.
Huh.
Hmm.
But a new study from Stanford found out that's not exactly true. The researchers ran a much larger study than that one, and they couldn't find any evidence that couples start to look more alike over time.
Really?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But they found that couples do kind of look alike from the beginning.
Really?
Oh, so you're attracted to someone who looks like you?
Sort of, yeah. So they found that the average couple looks more similar than a pair of two random people on the street. But I would say, so they think maybe it is. You were like Jen said, we're naturally drawn to people who have similar facial features. But I would say it's not like we're drawn to people that look like, that's more like culturally. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like the things, like people, I don't know the thing, you're just in that circle. It's hard for us to break out of our circles a lot of times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whether it's people that, are dressing dramatically differently than the way we have all our lives,
right.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. It's usually people you're in, it's not necessarily your inner circle, but it's people you meet either at your church or there's somebody you at your high school or it's somebody that you at your work. So there's some commonality there already.
Right.
Right. Socially, economically, I'm sure too. Yeah, that makes sense.
And if you guys think you look like your spouses?
No. Definitely not on the facial hair front. I hope.
There are things you know and things you don't. These are things you don't.
Things you didn't know with me, Tim Convey. Here's something you didn't know. It is illegal to reincarnate in China without government permission.
That's really a lot of advanced planning.
Yeah.
Who's got time for that kind of
right.
thing?
Right.
Here's something you might have known. Walt Disney did the original voice of Mickey Mouse. He stopped after 17 years when he got too busy and had to turn it over to someone else.
17 years?
Wow, I didn't know he did it that long.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Huh?
What's he sound like, Kev?
Hi, kids.
It's pretty good. Here's something you didn't know. In the early 1900s, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich was considered a delicacy and only eaten by rich people. But in the 1920s, the price of peanut butter went way down and PB&Js became more popular.
I wonder if that was tied to the Depression or if there's something else that led to that price drop. Just wondering out loud.
This
sorry.
Is just, this isn't things heavily researched. This is
it's peanut
things
butter
you didn't
jelly
know.
Time. Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.
Yeah, I think I just caught a little of the Depression. Here's something you didn't know. Colgate started selling a line of frozen dinners in 1982, but they failed miserably because people associated their logo with toothpaste, good food.
Yeah. Ugh.
And it was a line of lots of things with oranges, so it just didn't go over well.
Here's something you didn't know. The first person to use the phrase founding fathers was Warren G. Harding when he accepted his party's nomination for president in 1920.
Wow.
They didn't say that until 100 years ago.
Hmm.
Here's something you didn't know. Dogs are banned on Antarctica
because
of fear that they could spread diseases to the native seals there.
Oh.
Huh.
Here's something you didn't know. Abraham Lincoln had a Confederate $5 bill on him when he was assassinated. Apparently, he'd picked it up as a souvenir from when he'd gone to Virginia earlier that month.
Didn't know that at all.
Here's something you didn't know, but maybe you should have. I didn't. Harry Carey spent more time broadcasting for the St. Louis Cardinals than the Chicago Cubs.
True.
He's with the Cardinals for 25 years and the Cubs for just 16.
What?
That's crazy.
I knew he was here before,
yeah,
obviously,
but, not that
but I had
long?
No idea it was that long.
Yeah, I think he started in. He started what after World War II?
He also when did the glasses start?
He always had.
Yeah,
I mean, as a Cardinals guy, I remember the glasses, but those kind of iconic frames—that was, I think, Cubs era.
Yeah.
Here's something you didn't know. The used car chain CarMax was created by Circuit City in 1991. They split off into a second company in 2002. It's still going strong, while Circuit City died in 2009.
Whoa. Wow.
Here's something you didn't know. There's enough cash in circulation in the United States that every single person in the country could carry at least $4,200 on them.
Okay, where do I sign up?
Yeah,
right.
That's so much cash.
It is. Why do we have a change shortage?
Yeah.
I guess it's just dollar bills. Dollar bills, y'all.
Cash rules everything around me. Here's something you didn't know. In ancient Persia, one of my favorite places, ancient Persia, people debated ideas twice, once when they were sober and once when they were drunk. The idea had to sound good in both mental states before they'd start acting on it.
That is amazing.
Isn't that great?
That'd be
we
awesome.
Need to bring that back.
Yeah.
Sort of brilliant.
Yeah.
We should make show decisions like that, I think.
Yeah, I know.
What do you mean we? What do you mean we should?
Yeah,
we
I
should
guess.
Have the
the sober one.
We should take the weekly recap and then redo it drunk.
Yeah.
And see which one stands up better.
Yeah, because it'll be easier to say then.
I guess with Jen at home, like a quarter of us are drunk anyway when we make decisions. So.
Oh,
no.
Wow. Maybe whiskey in this coffee mug.
Here's something you didn't know. McDonald's sells 75 hamburgers every second.
Wow. Ooh.
Here's
not
something.
In Rock Hill.
too soon.
Come on. And finally, here's something you didn't know. Humans aren't very nutritious to eat at only about 650 calories per pound of muscle. Animals like boars and beavers have 1,800 calories in a pound of muscles. Humans, not so nutritious.
Things you didn't know.
The Wake Up with Jen and Tim on Y98.
All right, you guys know of all the developments of 2020, there's been ups and downs, but a huge one in my life is...
Your engagement?
No, that I love pickleball. started playing this summer, now I play at least weekly, but as you guys know, I got injured.
Yeah.
But I miss it. I've had to sit out for a couple of weeks. My shoulder's messed up. Started going to physical therapy. And I went yesterday because Emma was playing. Greg was playing. And I was like, I just got to go because you miss the hang, right? Mm-hmm. You miss the social aspect. Mm-hmm. I intentionally wore flip-flops so that I wouldn't be tempted to get out there and possibly re-injure my arm because I'm a competitor. You know, if I'm that close to the court, I'm going to want to get on there. But I didn't. And it was so hard to sit it out. It broke my heart to just watch them and not be able to play.
Yeah.
You guys aren't passionate about pickleball.
No, I understand. I understand being that close to the action and not being able to participate.
But you got to also think that if you jump too soon, you could be out even longer.
Exactly. I got to play this thing right. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to physical therapy. I think I've mentioned that to you guys before. And I've got my little exercises that it's so crazy because they're those the most simple things that you do a few times a day. Great repetition. It seems crazy, but everyone's like, it all exists for a reason and you will be better. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, it's gotten really bad. Like I have a hard time falling asleep at night because my shoulder hurts so bad and just finding the right position and the way I sleep is weird. And I have to change that because I'm putting too much pressure on my shoulder. It's all a real mess.
Are you worried that the career of pickleball could possibly be in jeopardy?
Frankly, I don't even like hearing you say those words.
I'm sure it's not the first time you've thought of it.
That's how deep down terrified I am. Right as I was ready to pull the trigger on some pickleball shoes, this happens to me.
What are pickleball shoes? Just regular shoes?
Makes you question, I think. No. They're tennis shoes.
Yeah, right.
And I got my eye on some blue and green Adidas's, and let's just leave it at that. But it definitely needs treatment, but I feel guilty going to physical therapy and stuff. And maybe I've mentioned this before, these poor people who go and, you know, they put all this time in and they study to like take care of the Cardinals and professional athletes and they got to deal with me, a terrible pickleball player who just likes doing it. And they're like, let's talk about your forehand. I'm like, really? You want to talk about my forehand? Like, I feel guilty doing it. Just
come on now.
It's pure recreation that I'm bad at.
Your radio's Tim Convy.
I know.
And you could be the pickleball, you know.
I am radio's Tim
Convy. He could be pickleball's Tim Convy.
Yeah.
If he plays
his card
right.
I want to be pickleball's Tim. Not that I would leave you guys behind if my pickleball career takes off. I won't. We would do like a pickleball podcast or something.
Hey, now.
We could sit on the side and be the commentators during our pickleball
I would
games.
Love that. Yeah. You guys should, we should actually, when I make my comeback, you guys should come and tell that story because that is going to be, I mean.
Actually, it's not a bad idea at all. I think I think this is like a video highlight.
Oh, yeah.
My big comeback. There'll be a montage theme music. It'll happen at Kirkwood Park. We might not want to give the date out because I don't know how we can keep socially distant with all the people that are going to show up to see me return to the court, but it is something to think about. So I'm going to keep doing the exercises with my resistance band, and I'm going to make a comeback, and then you guys are going to broadcast.
I think we should.
This is going to be great. All right, stay tuned.
This is the Cage Match.
Oh yeah, you can feel it. We do it every week at this time. We take a story from the news and write jokes around it. Now, Tim beat Lance last week, so Lance is going to judge. That means Tim's going to take on Jen this week as I read you the story that's ripped from the headlines. You guys ready to go?
Hit it.
All right, here we go.
Got my judging hat on.
Musician Phil Collins has a complicated relationship on his hands. Phil is evicting his ex-wife from his mansion in Florida. Now, here's the deal. Phil and his ex-wife, Orianne, married in 2000 and divorced 6 years later. She was given almost $47 million in their divorce settlement. Orianne remarried and then divorced again. In 2016, a decade after splitting up, Phil and Orianne reconciled and she moved back in with him. In August, she told Collins that she was taking a business trip to Vegas, but instead, she flew to Vegas and got married to another man.
Hey, that's business.
Phil Collins has filed a lawsuit to evict her from his mansion because Orianne still refuses to leave.
This week on Cage Match, Jen and I bring you Comics Cage Match Theater. I'll be playing the part of Phil Collins. Jen will be playing the part of his wife.
Ex-wife.
Here we go. I need you out of the house. Just to be clear, I could see this coming. I have a sense for these things. I can just feel it.
You don't even seem upset.
Well, the hurt doesn't show, but the pain still grows. It's no stranger to you and me.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
Oh, Lord. Phil, I feel like there's been some miscommunication here. I just feel like
you're telling me there's a misunderstanding. I feel like I'm living in a land of confusion.
We're just always on different pages. I mean, just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought I was right. It's always the same. It's just a shame. That's all.
It's just a shame. That's all.
I know it's been rough, but regardless, I need you out of my house.
When?
Tonight. Tonight. Tonight.
And if I'm not out, you're going through with this lawsuit? You're going to sue me and my new husband?
Yes. If you're not out, you'll leave me no choice but to sue someone.
Oh, yeah.
sue someone.
Whoa.
Not a single bell in there, Kevin? No, what do we got to do?
Man, that's tough.
Kevin might be like me, thinking no one chose to go with separate lives from Phil Collins.
Oh, right.
Oh, man. I mean, I know it's kind of a maudlin song. I mean, it's sort of dirgy, to be honest, but still, separate lives. I don't know.
The stress we put ourselves under to put off Comics Cage Match, and Lance isn't happy because we didn't do the duet.
Comics Cage Match. The musical.
It lends itself, Tim. It must be an act two, which none of us will see because we've all left at intermission with Kevin. But I would say the winner's got to be... Sorry, Jen, Tim.
That's okay.
I got
Tim wrote the
studio.
Whole script.
Yeah.
Someone was pretty good.
Yeah, there was no way. Thank you, Lance.
Thank you.
Comics Cage Match.
Jen, great job.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you.
We'll do Comics Cage Match just a little bit less musically next week on the Wake Up on Y98. All right, Jen was talking not too long ago about her dog, George. George has some pretty serious anxiety, and they recommended for you over at the Kirkwood Animal Hospital that you get a pheromone collar. Is that right?
Yeah, it mimics the mother dog's pheromones that they release to their puppies to relax them, apparently. Yep.
And a lot of people texted in. You can text us anytime, 314-531-9898. Somebody said, talk to Julie Tristan about George's anxiety because she uses the Zen Pen from Treats Unleashed on all her pups.
The Zen Pen?
The Zen Pen. Someone said, ask about the Royal Canin Calm Diet. It helps even though it's expensive.
Okay. Oh, the Zen Pen is a CBD oil blend.
Oh,
I have pet CBD oil.
Are you using it?
Yep. Doesn't do anything.
No. Somebody said, good luck with the collar. I have a mini Aussie who barks at everything and gets very anxious whenever we go anywhere. Car trips are a real treat. My vet recommended the same product, saying it may help. It didn't help Lucy, but hopefully you'll have better luck with George.
Yeah, they said it doesn't work with every dog. But I mean, since it only lasts 30 days, I'm willing to try it.
Someone else said they got a similar product that you spray on a spot on a thunder shirt. And now they keep the thunder shirt.
A thunder shirt?
Oh, you've never heard of that?
No.
I assume it's like one of those, it's like one of those tight shirts.
The dog wears a shirt during storms?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And also very different from thunder pants. Different.
Oh, I don't want to know about that. I don't think we can talk about that right now.
They keep the thunder shirt on top of the dog's crate, and they spray it on this particular spot before bed. The spot is right above her, so they don't actually have to put the shirt on her every night. It seems like it's helping.
Oh, good.
At least she's calmer.
Nice.
Adaptil. Have you ever heard of that?
That's what I have. Adaptil Calm Collar.
Yes. Oh, okay. It works for this person. This dog is a 55-pound mix. Horrible anxiety, but the downside is that it is expensive. Obviously, not an issue for Jen.
55-pound mix. This is, and I heard that. 8.6-pound dog. He got weighed at the vet yesterday. I think if we shave all his hair off, he'll drop down to 7.2 pounds.
People sent some links in too.
Oh, good!
An ultrasonic dog bark control, up to a 25-foot range.
Huh?
Yeah.
What, it emits like a sound that only dogs can hear?
That is correct.
Huh?
It keeps them from barking.
All right.
Also, your Adaptil collar, don't get it wet.
Well, I need to give him a bath today, so...
Take it off. And no George in the rain either.
No
George. It messes with those pheromones. It
yeah,
sounds
right.
Like an origin story to like a super dog.
It's time once again for Bonafide or Bogus on Y98.
Thank you, Sammy. Bonafide or Bogus with me, Tim Convey. You guys know the deal. I make a statement and you weigh in on whether you think it is bonafide, true, or bogus, false. Sound good?
Yes.
A lot of times I like to get my topics from the national days that we're celebrating that week. October 15th, unbelievable. How many national days are today? We talked about it earlier. It's National I Love Lucy Day. It is National Cheese Curd Day, International Shakeout Day, Global Hand Washing Day, it's tomorrow. It's a whole lot of stuff. Tomorrow's a big one, too. Maths Day. So not Math Day, but Maths Day. Don't know what that's all about.
M-A-T-H-S?
Yeah.
Huh.
But okay. I chose to focus on National Grouch Day.
Why?
Because of Oscar.
Okay.
October 15th. You can be as grouchy as you want to be today. Just today. No. So we're going to find out how much you guys know about Oscar the Grouch. Two of you have children, so I suspect have seen Sesame Street more recently than Lance and I.
Yep.
So this stuff might be obvious. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Up first, bonafide or bogus, Oscar the Grouch was actually orange for a whole season of Sesame Street.
That is bonafide.
Yeah, I believe so. I think that was like the first when he debuted.
Bonafide.
You're all right. We started with an easy one.
Bonafide! That's how you say it's when he debuted. Like, they decided in the fifth season to suddenly make him orange.
Hey, man, they had another Gordon back then, too.
And yeah, he had hair. Gordon.
Think about that. Oscar is purple. In Jim Henson's original designs, the first Oscar puppet they ever made was yellow, but Oscar was orange. For the first season that he made his debut, he became green the next year.
All that trash.
Bonafide or bogus? In the episodes where Oscar's feet stuck through the bottom of the trash can and he walked around, Oscar's feet belonged to Tattoo from Fantasy Island.
Hervé Villachez? Oh, wow.
I feel like we'd know that, right? Bogus.
I think it sounds so unbelievable. I'm going to say bona fide.
I agree with Kevin's rationale, but I'm still going to say bogus.
Kev got it.
Bona fide!
Wow. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy. Yeah.
In the 1970s, some of the episodes, he would just poke his feet out of the bottom of the can and walk around, and the feet belonged to actor Hervé Villachez, who was
so
tattooed
cool.
on Fantasy crazy. Island. Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Up next, bona fide or bogus, Oscar was originally created as one of the Muppets, but ironically, TV execs deemed him to be too negative for the primetime family show, and he was then resurrected for Sesame Street.
Huh.
I'll say bogus.
Yeah, bogus.
Network execs make a lot of dumb moves. I'm going to say bona fide.
It is bogus.
Whoa!
I made that one up. He was original to Sesame Street. Up next, bona fide or bogus. On several episodes of the show, Oscar the Grouch has a love interest, a fellow Grouch named Grungetta.
I don't think that's her name. Bogus.
See, I think that is her name, and I think that's bona fide.
Bogus.
Bona fide.
Bona fide!
Grungetta. Like Oscar, Grungetta also has several pets, like a worm, a rotten doodle, and a muddy piglet that she claims won the prize for yuckiest pet. Good old Grungetta.
This morning.
Yeah, it was great.
That's right. I know Hey, I grew up on Sesame Street. I hope I do well.
Well, so did all
of us. And I'm a bit of a grouch.
I don't think of you as a grouch at all. And finally, Jim Henson's, bona fide or bogus, Jim Henson's inspiration for Oscar the Grouch came from a rude waiter that served him at a restaurant called Oscar's.
Oh, bona fide. Oh. That sounds perfect.
Yeah, I'll agree. Bona fide.
Bona fide.
Bona fide.
Bona fide.
The waiter was exceptionally rude and surly to Jim Henson on one of his visits. Rather than being offended, he was entertained. In fact, the waiter was so amusing that Jim regularly visited the restaurant just to see this waiter.
Really?
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. At a place called Oscar's. How funny is that?
That's awesome.
Oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or dingy or dusty. Anything ragged or rotten or rusty.
That's bona fide or bogus.
And that's another round of bona fide or bogus on Y98.
Taylor Swift on the wake up on Y98. She's on the list of clumsiest female names.
Before or after Jennifer?
You know, I did have that bike accident over the summer, so I'm surprised my name is not on the list. The list of the people who are most likely to get into an accident. A fall, a bike accident. They say, you know, your name can affect a lot of things. Your career prospects, how hireable you are, and even how likely you are to have an accident. So Taylor is number 2 on the list of female names.
Hmm.
I know you're wondering, anybody on the show on the list? Kevin?
Yeah, because I would assume that I'd be on that list.
You're not.
Oh, okay, good.
Tim?
No.
You are not. Lance, I mean, we know Larry isn't even on the list, so Lance definitely is not. Whenever we look for personalized stuff, Lance's name, you can't find it, so we go with the next closest, which is usually Larry. And Jen isn't on the list either, which I'm super surprised. I guess because there are so many Jens, it's like the law of averages. But we do have one of our spouses on the list. My husband, Ryan, comes in at number 4 for the men.
Oh, man, Ryan's be tripping.
He was just waiting with that line.
I wasn't actually.
That deserves 2 digs from the bell. Let's see. Kyle is number 1 for the men. Then Blake, Brian, Ryan, Daniel, Mark, Bob, Samuel, William, and James.
I will say my nephew William has a black eye right now.
Ooh. Oh, he
actually
does?
That one wasn't his fault though. That's because his little brother Charlie threw a plate at his face. But
ow, a plate.
The other wounds on him are from he took a tumble down the stairs. But he's not clumsy. He's just ambitious.
I would also say accident prone involves your reflexes, so he just didn't get out of the way in time.
Well, he saw it coming. He called my sister. My sister was in the other room, and he said, "Poor guy." He said, "Mom, Charlie's about to throw something at me." And when she turned the corner, that plate had been launched.
No.
Charlie's the little brother, by the way, so he didn't really know what was going on.
Anyway. I like that Charlie's throwing things at him.
Yeah.
I don't really love it.
Yeah, right.
I like that he's the fiery second child. You know, first child's always compliant. And then you have the second child and you're like, "I've got this figured out." And then the second one always throws you for a loop, right?
Yep.
We have Jackson, Charlie, Nora. I mean, they all follow the same path.
Yeah. I would not use the word compliant to describe my oldest nephew either. I'll be honest.
Top clumsiest female names. Haley is number one, followed by Taylor, Linda, Barbara.
Linda.
Yeah. Kimberly, Mary, Angela, Deborah, Gabrielle, and Louise.
Louise is Emma's middle name.
Oh. Does that count?
So she's subtly clumsy. Like when people aren't looking, she's wiping out.
They say women are more than a third more likely to get injured than their male counterparts from falling, but men are more likely to have an accident in the home than anywhere else.
I wonder what that's all about.
Yeah.
I don't know. And you know, sometimes you have an accident and it's so lame, you want to come up with a better story.
Yep.
Like Ryan, that one time.
Like that bike thing that you came up with?
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. Should have come up with a better one after breaking my jaw. Ryan.
She was changing a light bulb.
Ryan almost severed a tendon in his finger. And it was because of a tape measure.
Ooh.
That flew back in
like you hit the button where it retracts.
Yeah.
And it,
and it flipped over and like cut the top of his finger and almost completely severed the tendon.
Ooh.
But he was like, he was at physical therapy and they're like, he's surrounded by all these athletes and he's doing these finger exercises. And they're like, "What happened?" And he's like, "Oh yeah, it wasn't a pitching injury like yours. It was a tape measure." It just sounds not as great.
Who on the show now? Who on the show now?
Every Thursday, our friend and coworker Alex Rich polls other fellow coworkers a variety of questions about the show. We find out what they really think of us and how much they actually listen to the show. Alex, how are you?
Hey, Tim, doing well. How are you?
Real good, man. Everything good with you?
Can't complain. I could use a little bit of rain. My grass is growing in real well, but I need to give the sprinklers a day of rest. So, you know, the rain here, it's been a little bit of a drought. Other than that, no complaints on my end.
Alex, it rained last night. Well, people are thinking this is like from last week or something. Yeah. They're like, "What's this kid talking about?"
Yeah. Yeah, it must have skipped over my house.
That's strange. We'll look into that. Do you have a topic for us this week on the show?
I do have a topic. Big topic this week was the return of The Bachelorette, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So we're doing Bachelorette theme.
Ooh.
Nice.
Can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
What's
so we got some good stuff here. And then at the end, I've got a lightning round where I'm gonna rattle off the questions and just tell you the answer because it was a free-for-all. And a lot of the people around the office are big fans of The Bachelor, Bachelorette. So I let them each come up with a question.
Alex making his own rules on our segment.
Wow.
Let's hit it, man. What's first?
Who on the show is most likely to arrive in the most outrageous fashion on The Bachelor, Bachelorette?
Kevin.
Yeah. It's not outrageous. It's comfortable.
Oh, I would say Lance. If you look at his, you know, back in the day.
Lance does have style.
But Kevin is not afraid to dress up as the Y90 ape or wear some something ridiculous.
That's right.
Kevin, 6 votes.
Wow.
Lance, 3.
Nice.
Yeah, Lance, 3. Jen, 1. Tim, no votes. You're just a simple man. You're going to arrive as they tell you to arrive,
That's right. Let the faith do the work, you know?
Occasionally, there'll be people with the same first name. Who on the show is most likely to accidentally step forward to accept someone else's rose?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Jen. Well, I think Jen, I'm going to get that one.
Yeah, I'm going to say Jen because it's might be the most common name on the show. Either Jen.
Ashley, man. There's a million Ashleys on this. And Lauren.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lauren. A
couple Rachels, too, I think.
A lot of Rachels. Yeah. Me or Jen, I think.
Jen and Kevin, 4 votes each. Kim and Lance, 1.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm also very competitive, so if I hear anything that sounds like a I'm stepping forward. I'll take that one.
Jerome.
Wait, am I in the wrong season?
I just want to win.
Maybe.
Who on the show is most likely, so this was the first week, who on the show is most likely to win the first impression rose?
Oh, Mr. Ooh. Let the face do all the
yeah.
work.
Yeah,
I mean, probably. If I'm wearing shorts and the calves can do some of the work, then there's no question.
Yeah, Tim's getting the first impression rose.
Kim, 7 votes. Lance, 2. Kevin, 1.
I'll take it. I don't know what's wrong with those 3 other people, but...
All right, so... We're going to go into lightning round.
Lightning round.
Oh, wow.
Hit the sound effect. There isn't one. You didn't tell us about it.
Our coworkers voted, and they came up with these questions.
Okay.
They said, Kim is the most likely to cause the most drama among the fellow Bachelor Bachelorette contestants.
Yeah.
Oh, you know it.
They're threatened.
Kim is most likely to kiss on the first date.
No, I play a long game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Surprise with
he
this one here.
He still hasn't kissed his fiance, Emma. We're waiting.
surprise on this one here. I know you guys are on the edge of your seats. Jen would cry the most on a full season of The Bachelor, Bachelorette.
What?
Does that even need to be a question?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't, but I read it anyway. Kevin would be overserved and jump in the pool first.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep.
Possibly.
And then finally, Tim would be the most likely to gamble away hundreds of dollars on a Bachelor, Bachelorette betting pool. That's all we've got. What do you guys think?
Nice. Thank you, Alex. That was spot on.
Yeah, pretty accurate. Thank you very much, Alex. We'll see you next week.
Who on the show now? Who on the show now?
Y98, it's the Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance.
So yesterday was a little crazy. It was a fun day. It's been a crazy week anyway. I've got this Magic House virtual galas tonight. So Greg Warren and I have been working hard on that. We're hosting together. So if you're not doing anything tonight, 7 o'clock, that goes on. And then on top of it, yesterday, my band, Ludo, released our first new song in 10 years. So I spent, if you don't listen to the show that often, I spent a large part of my life playing in a rock band called Ludo. And we stopped making music in 2010, basically, and hadn't played a show until 2012. And we sort of reunited and did some shows, but now we did some music. And yesterday we put out this song called Scare Me, and we got to play it here yesterday on the station, which was awesome.
Scare me, scare away. I've never been much for this world anyway. Through the creaking gates, so when I got the door.
And it was so cool just to, you know, for fans to respond and people you haven't heard from in a long time. It was just a really cool experience. We put out a lyric video with it, and it was cool. We were like number 8 on the iTunes alternative charts. And
awesome.
The craziest thing, though, so the chorus that Kev just played, the lyric is "Scare me, scare away," and so we put the song out. So the debut of it was here around 9:50 a.m. By 7 p.m., somebody had an extraordinary, elaborate "Scare Me" tattoo. So one elbow said "Scare Me" with a picture of a bat, and the other elbow says "Scare Away" with the picture of a cat. And
wow.
It's on my Instagram story here. I'll show
it
you
is.
Guys.
We should put it on the Wake Up Instagram too.
Yeah, pretty. Here, Kev, I'll show you.
What does that feel like?
Oh, wow.
Here, hold it up.
Those
to the...
are Those are impressive.
Cow.
I mean, that's an that took some time to do. That's just not.
They must have started.
Awards.
Yeah, we played it at 9:50. They must have been in the chair by 10:30.
Yeah.
They were listening to the wake up. They're like, "All right, I know what I'm going to do today." So yes, awesome. We're really excited, and it's a bummer to not be able to play shows and be like, "Oh, when are we going to play this thing live?" Or be able to talk about that. But it just made for a crazy day. People were into it.
What does it feel like to have someone get a tattoo of your band?
Every time, because we're very fortunate. There's a bunch of them out there, Ludo tattoos. But every time I see a new one, it makes me think of our first friend who got a Ludo tattoo. And it was when we were, just like a couple of guys playing music. We weren't like a band. We didn't have real fans. We just had like a few friends. And he got our logo, and it's one of the worst tattoos I've ever seen. It's like surrounded in flames. It's so uneven. You can't even read. It looks more like it's L-U square square. Like it doesn't.
It doesn't even.
Yeah. Our buddy Joe Medea, and it's on his ankle, and he had been drinking. And
and so had the tattoo artist, apparently.
I remember thinking, this is crazy. Like, no one will do, like, that's, I can't believe this one thing exists, and now a bunch of them exist, and yeah, they're much more tasteful now than our buddy Joe's was.
Oh, man. So nuts.
But yeah, just that song that day that somebody going and getting one was pretty, it was pretty cool. But yeah, people like the song so far. It's a lot of pressure, man, because it's so much heat. When are you going to do new music? And then you do it. And it's not an album where it's like, here are all the different things we've been working on. It's like, you're all letting it all ride on the one song. And, but yeah, reaction thus far has been good.
Awesome.
But this is the year to put out a Halloween song. Like, people are just craving new music.
Yep,
they want to go to a concert. People are super excited about Halloween.
We the last 2 years have done these big Halloween shows. And yeah. So that was kind of the idea, is to take that energy and just go into the studio instead. And so, I don't know, it'll make fun. Hopefully we get to do the Halloween show next year and play this song and all that. But yeah, I think people are ready for some new music. And yeah, like you said, the Halloween thing makes it fun.
Yeah. That's awesome.
It's spooky. Yeah, we'll put the tattoos up on Instagram.
The Wake Up with Jen and Tim. Mornings on Y98 and today's best music.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.